Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Mommy Oyoyo is a platform for the modern African woman to talk about anything and everything related to motherhood in today's world. Join me, Berry Dakara, as we tackle the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, and everything else in between. Mommy Oyoyo is your plug for real life gists and experiences about being a mother, African style. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. As usual, it's me, your girl, Berry Dakara. It's me, Berry Dakara. Welcome to this episode. This is episode 72, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about being friends with your children. I want to start off by saying that this episode, this topic was on my mind to record since 2020, right? I was watching one of Shola, who runs Discovery Natural's YouTube channel. I was watching one of her videos, and in that video, she had a follower or someone comment on one of her videos that she's being too friendly with her children. She has two daughters, and this person basically said that she was being too friendly with her daughters and she needs to stop, that what she's doing is wrong. And I remember having such a strong reaction when Shola mentioned that comment. Like, I literally stood up and I was like, what? How dare that person? You know, and I was just very, very upset and almost offended on Shola's behalf, because I'm like, first of all, it's not your business how she and her children relate, and also what's wrong with being friends with your children, right? And so yeah, this was my reaction in 2020, and at that point I vowed that I would have an episode covering this topic. I kind of wanted to talk about it with Shola when I had her on the podcast, but I instead focused on her YouTube channel and her children and how she and her children navigate, you know, how they navigate being on YouTube. I think one of her daughters has a YouTube channel of herself, you know, and I wanted to, or rather of her own, and I wanted to talk to Shola about how she navigates, you know, having her family on YouTube on like an almost daily basis. Anyway, we didn't talk about, you know, this particular topic, but here I am now and I'm ready to have this discussion. I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys know that I put up a post on Instagram 3 weeks ago where I asked the followers, I asked you guys, is it a good idea to be friends with your children? Why or why not? There are those that say we're not here to be our children's friends. We're here to be their parents. What do you think? And I'm going to share some of the responses that I received. I will share what my opinion is / was. And then I want to go over what some research showed me. So I hope you guys are interested in listening to find out a little bit about whether we should be friends with our children. All right, so some of the comments that I had were, you know, balance is key, parenting and friendship can coexist. Achike Mama J said, we must strike a fine balance between friendship and parenthood. We just must. They will grow, and that friendship is what will continue for the most part. Kumbi said, you know, we can be both parents and friends, with parenting being the clear primary. Life in Brown said, it's good to be both, so my child feels comfortable to speak to me about anything. Let me just stop there, because I think that that's one of the major reasons why in this day and age we're looking to be friends with our children, right? Is because we want them to feel comfortable coming to talk to us about anything, regardless of their age, regardless of what the issue is. We want to have that, open relationship and open door. I want them to be able to be very comfortable with us to have any conversations, right? We'd rather that they're talking to us instead of hiding things, right? Tambari said, I'm a parent first, but we can and should be friends. Neka asked, why is it mutually exclusive? Why should there be a difference? Or why should there be a separation between parenting and friendship? A fine balance is what we need, and that's why intentional parenting is hard. And then I had my cousin, Nene, who has been on the podcast before. She said, actually, it's a no for me. When you're grown with your own mailbox and things, then yes, we can be friends. Boundaries are necessary. Children need boundaries. I cannot be your friend and discipline you the way a parent should. That is confusing to children. And Ibube, who I've also had on the podcast, replied, I agree with you. I asked my cousin Nene, I said, okay, but friendships require boundaries as well, don't they? Shouldn't we as parents be the ones to show what a good, healthy, and respectful friendship should be like? And she says, yes, we can show them an example of friendship with our grown adult friends. And I can guide my child with her own friends. I cannot successfully implement discipline and be your friend at the same time. This is to her child. There has to be a full distinguished line between my job as a parent and caretaker and your job as my child. We will have loving moments and cherished time, but don't get it confused with the actual definition of friendship. To which I asked her, what was her definition of friendship? And she says, a friend is a peer that can be looked up to and trusted with shared values, and encouragement to make the right choices, etc. Also, I cannot discipline my peer or my friend. All right. Before I asked that question and before I went online to, you know, look up, should we be friends with our children? My overriding thought was, of course we should be friends with our children. Yes, for sure, for sure. Because again, I was thinking more along the lines of, I want my child to be able to talk to me about anything. I want to have this open, almost like an open door policy, if you will. Sorry, my mind doesn't work. But I want to have that openness where Coco will be able to talk to me about anything. And even as it is now, she does. I mean, there are a few things where she, you know, she'll try to hide something and it's like, madame, excuse me, no. Right? So that was my thinking, was of course we can be friends with our children. And I think I was also coming from the perspective of who I am now, you know. Will I say that I'm friends with my parents? I can say that, yeah, because I can talk to them about different things. I can talk to them about adult things. I mean, we are adults, so that's what we should talk about. That's what we should be talking about anyways. There is also the factor of, as an African child, right, there's this, and I think this is where a lot of people, maybe particularly African, maybe not, well, yeah, particularly African, that would say, no, we shouldn't be friends with our children, is that your children need to respect you. And if they're your friend, or if you're their friend, then they will not respect you. To which I would have said, well, no, because within friendship, there should be respect. Why would anybody have a friend that they don't respect? Why would you keep friends that don't respect you? So in that manner, if you're saying that the reason why you cannot be friends with your children is because they're not going to respect you, then to me that just doesn't make a lot of sense, right? And then there's also this thing of where, like, the our fathers with, like, the disciplinarians when we're growing up, they're not as warm, they're not as I guess, nurturing to the kids, right? And then by the time the children have grown up, right, they are closer to their moms. Like, they're the ones, it's their mothers who they're calling to ask questions for guidance and all of these things, not so much the fathers, because, well, you know, there's just been this boundary between us and our fathers. We can't talk to our fathers like one-on-one. We can't really open up to them because it's all, it seems like it's more business than anything, right? So those were kind of the thoughts that were floating around my head when I started thinking about it a little bit more, is regarding why, or, you know, why we should be friends with our children, why we shouldn't be friends with our children. But anyways, I decided to, like I said, I went to Google whether we should be friends with our children or not. And granted, yes, I am in the States, so it would seem like over here there isn't that much emphasis on, and this is a, I don't know if I should say it's a misconception, but they're coming from an African background, you know, you would say that, well, the American culture is not that big on respect. We are more lax over here, right? So, to be very honest, I expected that when I searched that question, when I Googled that question of whether parents should be friends with their children, I fully expected that the response, that the answers I would find would be, yes, of course you should be friends with our children. So imagine my surprise when I looked at the first article, the second article, the third article, and these are child therapists and psychologists and all of that. And majority of them are like, no, we should not be friends with our children. And I'm like, wait, what? That wasn't what I was expecting. And so I decided to do a little bit more digging to find out why a child therapist would even say, you know, no, we shouldn't be friends with our children. And I'm going to share some of what I found out with you. So one of the first things that came up while I read through different articles was that if we're trying so hard to be friends with our children, and this also goes back to what Nene mentioned, if we're trying so hard to be friends with our children, then we're removing that aspect of setting boundaries and almost removing that guidance aspect. And let me give an example, right? You're friends with your child and your child decides that they want to do something that you know for sure is a very, very bad idea, right? You as the parent should be able to say to them, no, you cannot do this because I have authority over you and this is the final word. It's not happening. Whereas if it's your friend who's trying to do something that's a bad idea, you cannot exert that authority over them because you don't have that authority over them, right? That person is your friend. That person is your peer. And there is no, you know, there's no, well, I'm the, not like you're trying to say you're the boss of the children, but we kind of are. I'm not the boss of my friend. I cannot force my friend to do something or force them to not do something. Whereas, and I don't want to use that word force, but it is what it is. As the parents, we should be able to pull on our authority over our children and say, no, you're not doing this. Yes, you have to do this, right? So that was one of the first reasons that I saw on why we really cannot or should not be trying to be friends with our children. Now, does this mean that we can't ever be friends with our children, like ever, even after they've grown up? Of course not. Because at some point, your children will grow up and they're going to leave your house. When they've left your house, it's not as if you have any direct, You don't have any direct authority over them. You can tell them what you would like them to do or what you don't want them to do, but it's up to them as adults to decide whether they're going to listen to you or not. It's like me and my parents now. There are some decisions that I have made in the past that they were just like, listen, don't do it. It's not happening. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, I'm very happy for all of you, but I'm an adult here, right? I can make my own decisions. Yes, they're my parents. Yes, they have some authority over me, but they couldn't force me to do one thing or force me not to take a decision, right? So yeah, by the time the children get older, that sense of, you know, being the boss goes away. But when your children are younger, they're looking to you for guidance. They're looking to you for some authority, for authority at home. And this is where we have to put our foot down. And it's like, you know what? No, you don't want a situation where it's like, oh, yeah, we're friends. But then when they do something that you don't like them doing, or they don't want to do something you want them to do, it's like, okay, we're not friends anymore. I'm back to being parents. Do you understand? So this is where, this is how I'm seeing this particular point. Another point that came up when I was looking through this information was when your children are your friends, right? Or if you're trying to put this BFF friendship role on your child, some people can take it too far, where you are sharing information that, quite frankly, your child is not mature enough yet to understand or to navigate, right? You're not trying to make your children your confidant, where you are telling them things that might be a little bit mature for their age. Especially in single parenting situations, you know, there could be that temptation to try and vent to your child about maybe the other parent or whatever, because you don't have a partner or whatever in the house or close friends to have those conversations with. But then you are sharing just way too much information. You're sharing mature information with your child that is really unnecessary and can negatively impact their development, right? So they need to be able to see that, or that you need to be able to see that your child is your child for a reason. They are there for you to guide and to mold, not for you to, you know, be seeking BFF status with. So another point that was raised was when children start to grow older, like especially in the tweens and teenage years, and you know, when they're becoming an adult, as part of their development, they start to crave, you know, some independence. They start to want boundaries, right? And if you are so insistent on being their friend and that they must open up to you and talk to you about everything, then you're kind of hampering this part of their growing up. You're hampering this part of their maturity, because they need to get to a point where they are not so dependent on you. They need to get to a point where they are learning things for themselves and having their own ideas and becoming more independent, right? And in that manner, they're going to start having some boundaries where, you know, I don't have to say everything to my mom or my dad. Yes, it's hard for us as parents because, yes, we want that openness, right? But It's part of their developmental process, right? Where they need to have that period or those periods where they are growing into themselves, right? So that was another point that I saw while I was looking at the topic. Another point that I saw was your child should be focusing on developing their friendships with their peers, right? They shouldn't be so worried about, well, my mom is my friend. It shouldn't be a thing of where they can say, well, I don't have any friends, but my mom is my friend. I don't have any friends, but my daddy is my friend, right? You want them to be able to learn how to navigate their own relationships with their friends, with their peers, with age-appropriate friends themselves, and not just be on, well, my mom is my friend. Right? And I mean, you see that with little kids all the time. Coco has said to me before, because she's upset with me, like, I'm not gonna be a friend anymore. I was like, well, that's your business, because I'm your mommy, right? I'm your mommy, and that's okay. I still love you. It's okay to be upset right now, but you know, at the end of the day, the overall idea is that I am your mommy first, right? Not that I am your friend first. So you want to also think about that. So basically, in a nutshell, nobody's saying, and I don't think that the articles that I read, they're not saying you cannot be friends with your children, you shouldn't be friends with your children. I think what they're saying is, you know, you can be friendly with your children. We should be friendly towards our children, but that does not override the fact that we are parents first. Just like Kumbi said, and you know, a few of the responses that said that there can be a balance, right? But the fact of the matter is that we are parents first before we are looking to be friendly or friends with our children. So, yeah, what do you guys think about the subject? What do you guys think about the topic? Do you agree with what these articles have said? Or do you disagree? Let me know. Go look up the post on Instagram. If you go to Instagram.com or go on the app and look for Mommy Oyoyo, and just scroll down a little bit to the post where I asked about being friends with our children, yeah, and yeah. Go ahead and let me know what your thoughts are. Now, if you enjoyed listening to this episode, I think another episode that you will like is episode 59, where I spoke about parenting styles with Jane of Fab Mom NG. In that episode, Jane was kind enough to go over the different kinds of parenting styles. And I think that some of what we talked about on this particular episode kind of tie in with that episode as well. Another episode that I think you'll enjoy is episode 21, where I spoke with Remy Macandrola of Grace to Parent about no shout parenting. That's another episode where we talk about disciplining your children without shouting. And I think another episode that you might like is episode 15, which was a solo episode, and I talked about having spoiled children. Another episode I think that you'll like is episode 4, where I talked about discipline and how early is too early to discipline a child. Sorry about that. But yeah, check out these episodes. So, thank you very much for listening to this episode, and I hope you enjoy the other episodes that I've mentioned, and I will catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast, real conversations about motherhood for the modern African woman. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe to Mommy Oyoyo on your preferred podcast player, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To keep up and join our conversations online, you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mommy Oyoyo. Also check out our website at www.mommyoyoyo.com, and feel free to send feedback via email to mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.